anyone that was watching SmackDown this past week and Raw this past week has to be saying to themselves, what the hell is going on with Daniel Bryan? It's understandable that he loses clean to Roman Reigns because there's an end to that. There's justification. The means are satisfied. Roman Reigns needs to be pushed as a top face. Who does he take down? A top face in Daniel Bryan. Still not the best booking decision of all time, absolutely, but it gave us a pretty damn good match at a pay-per-view. I'm sure Daniel Bryan could live with that. Having a great match at a pay-per-view in the main event, not the worst thing that could happen. But losing to Dolph Ziggler clean for free is not what you want to see out of a former WWE World Heavyweight Champion and a guy that last year was so over, was the most over since CM Punk's pipe bomb, that had the power to inspire change in the company, to make wrestling matter again. And it just kind of like all went down the shitter. His feud with Kane right after he won the title was a joke. And then he got injured. He's never gotten a rematch for the belt. And then WrestleMania season comes along and you throw a former world champion, WWE champion, WWE heavyweight champion, tag team champion, United States champion, indie darling, beloved superstar, in a match that it doesn't matter if he wins. I mean, you could say the same about Dolph Ziggler, but Dolph Ziggler has kind of grown this attachment to the Intercontinental title over the last 6 months, so it makes a little bit more sense for him to be in there. Daniel Bryan needs something different for WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan needs a one-of-a-kind match. So you got Triple H fighting Sting, you got Cena fighting Rusev, you got this big tag team scramble match. You got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. You got Reigns and Lesnar. And you have two great workers in Ziggler and Bryan in the middle of this big kerfuffle for the Intercontinental title. I am sure it's going to be an excellent match. I'm not sure that either one of those guys is going to win the title. I think it's Dean Ambrose's turn. But you have to say to yourself, what does Daniel Bryan get out of all of this? When do you kind of stop and say, you know what? If you're Daniel Bryan, when do you stop and say, bro, I've done everything that you wanted me to do. Every crappy angle with Kane, with The Miz, with Sheamus, with AJ, and I've made stars out of every single one of them. Without The Miz's angle with Daniel Bryan, he doesn't really get over as that big-time heel. He never makes that push to become a World Heavyweight Champion. Daniel Bryan, nothing against Sheamus. Daniel Bryan is a much better performer than Sheamus. And Daniel Bryan allowed him to walk all over him at WrestleMania a couple years ago. AJ's involvement with Daniel Bryan catapulted her to the top of the card. Roman Reigns, same exact thing. Roman Reigns doesn't beat Daniel Bryan. A lot of naysayers have a lot more to say. Are they looking to do the same exact thing with Ziggler? Does Ziggler even need it? What's the point of all of this? And that's the thing about professional wrestling, and that's the thing about talking about professional wrestling on the internet. We don't know anything. This could be leading to something beautiful for both of these guys. But as far as we know absolutely nothing. And right now, it just looks like a former World Heavyweight Champion has lost twice cleanly to a guy that's never held the same title, that has had considerably more ups and downs, more downs is more like it, than Bryan over the past couple of years. And while Ziggler is loved, and for good reason, he's probably the second best worker in the company next to Bryan. Him beating Bryan on Raw clean does nothing for either one of them. It makes you think, what is going on in WWE Creative? What did Daniel Bryan do? Is this the fall of Daniel Bryan? Or is this the test to see if he can make his way back up the card? And if it is a test, it's pretty sick considering all the stuff the guy had to do to get to the top of the card in the first place.